The investor segment, some of the that is following investor segments participates in the retail debt market. Retail debt, who can invest in the retail debt market? One is a mutual fund, provident fund, pension fund, private fund, religious trust and charitable organization having a large investable corpus, a large investable funds. Then state level and district level cooperative banks, housing finance companies, NBFCs and RENBFCs, then corporate treasuries, HUF, that is Hindu Undivided Family, and individual investors. They are the investor segments to participate in the retail debt market. Major instruments in the government security market is, first one is a primary market. Let us talk about primary market. That is, which instruments they one can in primary market are available. In primary market, the government bonds are issued in the issued and in a sale by the tender, by auction. In dealer market, the dealer announces the price at which the debt market should be bought and sold, and it is also called as the quote driven market. Primary market is also called as a quote driven market. In order driven market, and the trade takes place when the dealers can match order to buy and sell. There are normally two types of transactions which are executed in the whole debt market, and these are, one, an outright sale or purchase, and second one, a repo trades. After the debt instruments are issued to the investor, they are traded in secondary market. G-Sec can also held in either of the following form. G-Sec, government securities, can also be held by as a physical security, which is a mostly outdated and not used much. And SGL, that is subsidiary general ledger. This is very popular. This is the account. SGL is an account, as I said earlier also. This subsidiary general ledger with the public debt office of the Reserve Bank of India is required to be maintained by the companies who are issuing into, who are into playing in the bond market. The SGL accounts are, however, restricted only to a few entities like banks and institutions. They are only permitted by the Reserve Bank of India to open the SGL account. Otherwise, for rest of other than that, in physical form only, investment and sale of the bond takes place. Okay, demat account are also used for the equities at the depositories. NSDL and CDCL, CDSL, they will hold them in their SGL 2 account of RBI, which is meant only for the client holding. Secondary market for the bond issuance or debentures. Secondary market, G-Secs are deemed to be the listed after issuance and hence are eligible for trading on the secondary market such as NSE and BSE. Okay, that is one. Second, trades in secondary market are settled through a system of delivery versus the payment, which involves the simultaneous transfer of securities by the seller and payment by the buyer. Otherwise, settlement will not happen. So, settlement function is performed by CCIL, that is Clearing Corporation of India Limited. And the settlement cycle is of the government security is T plus 1 day. That is, T means the day on which the deal takes place plus 1 day. On that date, that is subsequent date, the deal will be settled. That is, buyer will receive the security and seller will receive the funds. The settlement function is performed by CCIL. Okay, no one can settle this. Retail investors can also buy the G-Sec from the primary dealer and also from a commercial bank in demat form. Then there are type of securities. Treasury bills, T-bills. Treasury bills are money market instruments. And these are the short-term debts instruments issued by the government of India and are issued in three tenors, 91 days, 182 days and 364 days. These are the three types of treasury bills available to issue by the banks or treasury. These T-bills are the zero coupon securities and pay to the interest, zero coupon and pay no interest. When it is zero coupon means zero interest, they will not pay any interest. They are issued at the discount when there is no interest payable and it is at zero, then it will be issued at the discounted rate. That means they redeem the face value at the maturity. Second one type of security is a cash management bill. This cash management bill is called as a CMBs. The generic characteristic of the T-bill but are issued for the maturity period less than 91 days. That is the only difference. The dated government securities. Dated government securities means the government securities which are long-term securities and that carries the fixed or floating coupon rates which is paid on the face value, payable at the fixed time period, usually half-yearly basis. The tenor of the dated security can be up to 30 years also. It is very, very long. That is why it is called as dated government securities. State government loans. The state government also raise the loans from the market and issued a dated securities through an auction similar to that of the auction which is conducted for the dated security issued by central government. Norms are remaining the same. Then fixed rate bonds. These fixed rate bonds, which are the coupon bonds at the fixed rate for entire life of the bond, and most government bonds are issued at fixed rate bonds only. There are also floating rate bonds also. These floating rate bonds are the securities that do not have the fixed coupon, but it is a variable interest rate. This coupon is reset at the pre-announced interval by adding a spread over the base rate. This base rate of the floating rate bonds issued by the government is a weighted average to cut off the yield of last three to 364 days. In treasury bill auction, the spread is decided through the auction floating rate bond, where the first issued in India in 1995. Zero coupon bonds, as I said, zero coupon bonds are the bonds with no coupon payment. And like treasury bills, they are issued at a discount to the face value. The discount to the face value means it can be sold at the value less than the face value as predetermined by the issuer. The government of India issued such securities in 90s and it has not issued zero coupon bond after that. Okay. Now another instrument is a capital indexed bonds. Capital indexed bonds. A capital indexed bonds is a participle or in principle is linked to an accepted index of inflation with a view of protecting the holder from inflation. Okay. To get the protection from inflation, the capital index bonds are issued. The capital index bonds with the principal hedged against the inflation were the first issue in December 1997. Bond with a call or put option is also another instrument in the bond market which can be traded. See, the bonds which have the call option and put options are issued with the feature of its optionality, wherein the issuer can have the option, issuer, to buy back or call the option, or the investor can also have the option to sell the bond which is called as a put option to the issuer during the currency of the bond. Then sovereign gold bonds. Sovereign gold bonds are also the government security which are denominated in multiples of the grams of the gold. They are the substitute for investment in physical gold. That is called sovereign gold bonds. These bonds, sovereign gold bonds, are issued by Reserve Bank of India on behalf of the government of India and are traded on the stock exchange also. These bonds bear the interest rate ranging from 2.5% at the nominal value to 3%. Bond carry the sovereign guarantee both on redemption amount and on the interest also. Next one is a tax-free bonds. Tax-free bonds are the interest earned from, are nothing but the bonds where the interest is earned from the which is a tax-free and exempted from the taxes. Public sector undertakings such as IRFC, PFC, NHAI, HUDCO, REC, NTPC, they have raised these funds through the issue of tax-free bonds. The bonds are tax-free, secured, redeemable, and also non-convertible in nature. Now let us understand what are the advantages of investing in government securities, that is G-Sec securities. Advantages. Some one important advantage is it will not have a default risk, zero default risk. It has a greater safety and lower volatility. Variation is possible in structure of instrument like indexed linked bonds or strips. Higher level of available in case of the borrowing against G-Sec securities. No TDS on the interest payment will be deducted. Tax exemption for the interest earned on G-Sec. Greater diversification opportunities are also available. Adequate trading opportunities are also there with continuing volatility expected in the interest rate, with the interest rate. And the returns earned on the government securities are normally taken as benchmark rate of the returns and are referred to as a risk-free returns. The risk-free rate obtained from the G-Sec rate are often used to price the other non-government securities in the financial market. Now let us understand a little bit about the corporate bond market. Corporate bond market is one of the investment avenue for the bonds. And apart from the debt mutual funds, this market is also very important to understand. Because there are varieties of the bonds available and issued by the corporate. There are plain vanilla bonds are also there, tax-free, AAA rated PSU bonds and perpetual bonds that offer relatively higher return, and the bonds are also available across the quality and carrying the rating, which is most important is a AAA plus, AAA rating and below across the maturities, that is short to long maturity and offering a rating of returns. What are the buying options for the corporate bonds? One, you can subscribe to the primary issue, that is IPO. But they are floated mostly through the private placement and the public issue. Second option is through the bond house or other intermediaries also you can very well invest. They would show you the available inventory of the corporate bonds, where deals happens in size appropriate high net worth individuals, that is HNI, or the mass affluent segment can buy it. Third option is you can buy the bonds from the exchanges, that is NSE, BSE, through the broker. But there are issues about the liquidity, availability, understanding the effective returns, etc. Okay. Fourth one option is online bond platform, which is also available. Showcase available inventory of the corporate bonds, where certain aspects have been flagged. And the proposed regulatory framework by the securities and exchange bonds will be issued. Securities and Exchange Board of India framework is framed by SEBI in 2022. There is a platform for the retail participants in the government securities, which is the RBI Retail Direct Guild. RBI Retail Direct Guild, that is RBI RDG, from the central bank. But we are discussing the corporate bond here. About the corporate bond, what is the liquidity issues? The issues, corporate bond issue, with the corporate bond market, there is no much liquidity. And the magnitude of the transaction in the equity market or GSEC market is the benchmark. Traded volume is very, very low. And on the top of it, the transaction takes place in large lot size. The reason being, big boys like banks, mutual funds, insurance companies are the participant here and not the individuals. Dealing houses source the bond from wholesale market in larger lots and makes the bond available in a lot size appropriate of high net worth individual or the mass affluent segment. Given that there is no much liquidity to the corporate bonds listed on exchanges, that is NSE and BSE, screen-based tradings are limited. Traffic flow through the telephonic conversation is known circles, as the market confined mostly a few square kilometers in Mumbai. With the benefit of technology, nowadays there are online bond dealing platforms floated by the bond houses and associates. Being online, you can open an account anywhere in any time. In this, to deal with, the minimum lot size should be usually rupees 2 lakh. And the rationale for the minimum deal size is, the bond deals are usually settled through the bond reporting and settlement platform of the BSE, which is called as the Indian Clearing Corporation, ICCL. ICCL accepts the payment only through the RTGS NEFT, which has the threshold of rupees 2 lakh. That is why this 2 lakh limit is mentioned. Now, let us understand, for corporate, what is the primary market? The corporate bonds can be issued both publicly and privately, right? So, 90% of the corporate bonds are privately placed, as the cost of raising is very less as compared to the cost of raising from the market, right? Now, corporates are required to report the details of resources which are raised through the private placement to the stock exchanges, and the private placement of the bonds is mostly done through the booking of the building away. The cutoff limit or cutoff yield, which is decided by the issuer and the book runner based on the letters of the commitment received from the investor. The public issue of the corporate bond is done on fixed price basis through offer through the offer document as per the SEBI guidelines. This is our secondary market. Primary market we have seen. Now let us understand secondary market of corporate bond also. Corporate bond once issued can be listed on the exchanges, as I said, on BSE and NSE. But a larger chunk of the trading happens in over the counter, that is OTC. The major points to be checked from the bond issue is issuer name, issuer type, coupon rate, maturity, issuers, in which currency it is issued, what is the credit rating to the issuer, yield of maturity, price, issue size, and denomination. This is the major points which need to be checked while issuing the bond. Types of bonds. In corporate bond, there are various types. One is coupon paying and discounting bond. Coupon paying and discounting bonds consist of, one is an annual coupon, second one is a cumulative coupon, and third one is a floating. So in annual coupon paying bonds provides a fixed sum of coupon every year. Fixed sum of money every year. Okay. Second one is a cumulative coupon. These paying bonds, cumulative coupon paying bonds, do not pay the periodical coupon, but on maturity, the bondholder will get the entire amount invested along with the coupon which is earned, that is interest that is earned during the fixed tenure. That is cumulative, right? And floating rate coupon is paying the bonds pay coupon, not on the fixed rate, but on the reference rate, which is reset periodically, and reference rate that can be MIBD, MIBOR or LIBOR, that is LIBOR, MIBOR or LIBOR. Zero coupon bonds always issued at the discounted price of the face value. Zero coupon bonds don't pay any coupon. The bondholder buys the bond at the lower price and gets the par value on maturity. The difference between the issue price and the par value is then the gain on investment. Deep discount bond. What are these deep discount bonds? Deep discount bonds are issued at a discount to their redemption value at the time of maturity. Today you calculate the redemption value which will be available at maturity, and then you can issue it. So no interest, low initial payment and high face value are the characteristic features of the deep discount bond. Convertible bond and debentures. Now convertible bonds or debenture, in vanilla convertible bonds have been permitted or predetermined the conversion ratio at the time of issuance itself. The rate at which the bonds will be converted into equity will be determined. The traditional bond that are issued with an interest rate are called as a straight bond, or also called as a plain vanilla bond or bullet bonds. Exchangeable bonds are allowed conversion into equity other than the issuers. It means conversion into equity other than the issuer. Issuer of perpetual bond don't have a pre-specified maturity date and offer a high rate of interest, and the company has the option to call them at the end of certain time period. These exchangeable bonds are changing the hands for other securities. These bonds will be exchanged by the equity also. That is why it is called as an exchangeable bonds. Now, different.